I think, three times that I can remember.
Mm-hmm. And then at that, about that same time with my friends, they were both going to go into the service. So I decided, well, I'll volunteer to go into the Army. So on my 18th birthday, I think it was, I came up to cities, took an exam, physical examination. I was up in Minneapolis on my birthday. No, you can't go in service. You got high blood pressure. Go back home. That must have been my 19th birthday. Then the next year, I went up again. They were going to draft me. So I had to go back up to the cities and take another physical. Oh, you're fine. You're physically fit. We'll let you know when we're going to bring you in. I come up on my 21st birthday. I was drafted on my 21st birthday, and I wound up going to a place called Breckenridge, Kentucky for my basic training. Got down to basic training, and about that time the Korean War broke out. We had five cooks or six cooks when that broke out. I was on KP one time, and five of them had got called in to go to Korea. And they were supposed to have a cake for dessert for dinner. And I said, well, hell, I was a baker when I worked back in the bakery. So, well, you go ahead and bake a cake. Best cake I ever made was the one I baked at that time. So then I, in basic training, I never took any more basic. I never took all the things in basic training you're supposed to do. I learned how to shoot an M1 rifle and a CBR. That was it. I didn't take any of the other basic training courses. And I found out later that they passed me on all that stuff, which I never did. So then they're going to ship me out to Korea, come home for a week, maybe two, I don't know, remember. So I'm only at that time, and then I got shipped out to Seattle, Washington. I got out to Seattle, Washington, they lost my records. When you get out there, they give you a flying 20. And you go downtown, and the $20 is gone in one or two nights. You got no more money. And they lost my records, and I stayed in Seattle for a month. And no money, and I finally went down to a bowling alley in Set Pins, because I had done that as a child in Lake Crystal. Set Pins, buy my cigarettes. At that time, I smoked. I got shipped over to Japan first. When I got to Japan, no, you're not going to Korea yet. You're going to Gifu. Chemical Biological Warfare. I was going to learn how to be that. And I spent 2 weeks, I think, in Gifu, Japan. And then they sent me over to Korea and got into a place called Wijangbu. And there was three of us that they were looking at and said, okay, we need a clerk. And these other two guys were married, and they wanted to go up in the front line and get their points and go home. Because at that time, we were draftees. If you had so many points, you could go back home. And I said, well, you guys want to go up there? I don't want to. I'll stay here and be the clerk. And they said, oh, that's fine. You stay here and be the clerk. So I was a clerk in the,
records?
Yeah, well where you had where you saw these people that got hurt. Yeah. Those kind of records. And I'm there working, and here are these two guys that had taken, that wouldn't come and take the job. I ran across, both of them got hurt, injured in the war over there. So then one day we were sitting there, had a coffee break. Well, at that particular time when I was in the regular, you know, as a clerk, so I ate in the enlisted men's mess. And when we stayed in our tents, we had a major that was a class 6 officer, and he'd go down to Seoul and buy all the booze. And he'd come in the tent and say, okay, now what do you guys want? What do you want me to bring back? We were paying $2 or $3 a quart or more for booze. And we have our own steak fries. They would trade the booze for steaks, and they'd come on 50 pound bags of boxes of steaks. We have our own steak fries. Well, when I was doing this clerking business on the...
How did you get into the cooking?
I was just getting there. Yeah. I was at coffee break one time. There was a major sitting across from me. He was a major, and he had a one-star flag on top of his desk. I said, what the heck kind of flag is that? This is a one-star thing. That don't do nothing. What do you mean? That's Texas. Ah, okay. I don't know. I was just yakking about stuff, and I said the fact that I had been a cook. And he says, would you like to be a cook again? I said, well, sure, why not? So... Now, they lost my records two different times, and they couldn't ever find my records. I talked to this guy at 9 o'clock in the morning. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was transferred from the clerk's job to the cook hall, to the mess hall, and all my records came with me. No problem. They didn't lose my records then. I got in to be a cook in the division staff officer's mess in Yanchan, Korea. That's where they was at. And the 7th Division at that time was getting them kicked out of themselves up in Triangle Hill and some of the other things. But when I was cooking there, my mess sergeant was they called him Tiny. He was a great big guy, but he was an excellent cook and a real good teaching how to do things. So I got promoted a couple different times there. And then Tiny retired or got sent back to the States. They said, Gene, if you want the job, you can be the division staff officer, mess sergeant. They'll promote you to a master sergeant. I said, yeah, I will do that if you let me go home first. And they said, no, you got to stay here. And I said, then I'm not going to do it. By this time, I'd made sergeant first class, is what they were called at that time. So I came back home.
Did you get the deal with the officers' club, too?
Oh, yeah, well, I was bartending.
I thought it was after that.
No, when I was cooking. In the staff officer's mess, they needed a bartender, so I cooked. I cooked during the day and went to the staff officer's mess in the officer's club and served booze. And it was one major, he didn't like to drink alone, so I had to drink with him. Sometimes when I crawled back to my tent, I was going to write to her, and you could see I was doing something. Cause
they didn't have very good lighting in those tents either. The floor, I think, was wood.
Yeah. Oh, well, they had wooden floors, yeah.
Yeah.
Always
that's
slept
pretty
in.
Nasty in the winter.
Oh, yeah. Well, the winter in Korea was not nice. It's very cold. They get a lot of snow. And we had the Korean boots, they called them. Were supposedly warm, but they weren't. They were, particularly if you had to stand guard out, stand in a stupid place to stand guard. I had to do guard duty a couple different times down there. But then I came back home. I landed in Seattle again. Rode a train. Well, I rode a boat going over to Korea. And we left Spokane, went up to Seattle, and went up through the straits up there to. We stopped at Adak, Alaska. I had no trouble when I was long as I was in the straits. But when I got out in the ocean, oh man, did I get sick. I was on a boat going over, and everybody around me was getting sick. I was doing fine until I started going up the stairways to go upstairs, and all the stairs were full of puke, and got up on the deck and stood on the deck, and the guy on this side of me started heaving, the guy on this side of me started heaving. So there I did too. That was before we got to Adak.
Did you join them, huh?
Yeah. Got to Adak, Alaska, and stopped there just for a couple minutes, for one day or so, and then we took off from there to Yokohama. But that's backwards for me. When I came back into Seattle, got on a train. Oh, when I came back on a boat, by this time I was a SSC, but they knew I was a cook, so I had to do some mess hall stuff in the boat. That's kind of, you know, you can't.
I don't think you ever mentioned that before.
The business in Korea was really not. I can't really complain about what I had in Korea, because as a clerk, I was the records were for people getting hurt, and I saw those records, and then when I got into the mess hall, I had mess hall duty, and then I got paid extra to work as a bartender in the staff officer's mess, staff officer's club. Came back from Korea and wanted me to work in the kitchen down on the way back, and I said, I don't think I want to do that. But they did. I had to do KP. That's what I had to do on the way back home on the boat. But I didn't get sick that time coming home. Got into Seattle and got on a stupid choo-choo train. Rode from Seattle down to Chicago. Got mustered out in Chicago. Came home. And when I come into Mankato, my dad says, okay, now, you're home. Now you can go join the Legion. There was no question about that. Dad said, that's what you're going to do. So I became a Legionnaire as soon as I came out of service. And I still am.